Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, April 13th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big matchup in Major League Baseball. Tonight we have seven games across the diamond, but let's go to the Bronx, New York, Yankees at home against the Minnesota Twins. 7:05 p.m. first tip here, or first pitch. Currently we have the Yankees listed as a minus 150 home favorite, with the Minnesota Twins a plus 135 road dog, and the total in this game is 8. Now going to this matchup, first game of a four-game set, the Twins come in 8-4. They just took 2 of 3 at home against the White Sox, coming off a 3-1 win on Wednesday, took care of business as a minus 150 home favorite in that game. Similarly, the Yankees also 8-4, and they just took 2 of 3 at the Guardians. They're coming off a 4-3 win yesterday, cashing as minus 115 road favorites. Now in tonight's opener, Minnesota hands the ball to Joe Ryan, righty, 2-0, 3.75 ERA, and the Yankees rebuttal with fellow righty Johnny Brito, 2-0, 0.90 ERA. Now, how is this game shaping up here across the market? Well, looks like some respected money laying the chalk here at a modest number with the New York Yankees. New York Yankees opened as low as a minus 135 home favorite, and now we've seen the Yankees get steamed up all the way to minus 150. So that tells us that quite a bit of respect to money has laid the chalk here with New York, causing the steam in their direction. Currently 80% of bets and roughly 90% of the money is laying the chalk here with New York, telling us that it's both a combination of public bettors and also respect to money here as well. You're going to see teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, typically just be popular plays regardless. But it's important to note that pros, they don't really care what the public's doing. They don't look at a game and say, oh, we like, you know, Team A, but Team A is also popular, so therefore we're either going to lay off or go the other way. No, pros don't care what the public's doing. They're going to bet based on their own projections here. So basically looking at their discrepancy plays, what they have, and really one thing that sets pros apart from novice or recreational or casual bettors is that pros kind of operate as their own sports books. They set their own numbers. They set their own power ratings, and then they come up with what they think based on their power ratings and their adjustments to the line, what they think the line should be. So if their number maybe on the Yankees was, minus 150 to start, and this game opens Yankees minus 135, then boom, they're going to hit the Yankees overnight. That's the other thing about pros. They're going to hit a lot of these games early, whereas the public is going to wait late on game day and bet these games, you know, after they get home from work. So again, combination of pro and Joe support here on Yankees, pro public just because they're the pinstripes, but pros most likely saying that, hey, this early number was a little bit low. Value there was on the Yankees. Now, the Yankees do match quite a few betting systems. Number one would be a non-division favorite receiving 10 cents of steam or more in their direction. So whole point being, when I'm betting baseball, I really want to bet, if I'm on a favorite, a non-division favorite, a team that basically is a non-division favorite, or two teams from two different divisions, I'll take the favorite. Because historically, the lack of familiarity, not really matching up with your opponent, not knowing their tendencies, that is a added bonus to the favorite here, to the better team. Now, if you're on a dog, typically I want to be on a dog in a divisional matchup. That way, because of that familiarity, it levels the playing field, benefits the team getting some plus money here. So non-division favorites, just lack of familiarity, benefiting, quote-unquote, the better team, but getting that steam in their favor, 10 cents or more, telling me respect to money. To me, that's the line of demarcation, 10 cents or more of steam. Obviously, you want to be getting that early number, but it's also based on the line move telling you that a lot of big money came in on the Yankees here. But those 10 cents or steam, 10 cents of steam or more in your direction in a non-division favorite system match, 33-19, 64% this year. Yankees also have correlative betting value. I think one thing that a lot of new bettors kind of disregard is, you know, looking at the total and comparing that to the side, and sometimes playing one off the other can give you an added edge. So in this game here, we saw a lot of these books open around 8.5 and get down to 8. Tells us that some respect to money here went with the under. Some of these 8s are even, you know, 8 minus 115. So when you have a low total of 8 or less, higher totals are typically 9 or more. 8.5 is kind of, again, your line in the sand here. But fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely. Never a guarantee, but more likely they're going to come from, quote-unquote, the better team. So favorites, I want a low total. Dogs, I want a high total. More expected runs scored, more upset opportunities. So correlative betting value there as well. Yankees, big advantage at the plate. They're hitting 249 versus 236 for Minnesota. New York is 8-3 as a favorite. Minnesota is just 0-3, have lost all three games here in which they are a dog. And then also run differential, plus 28 Yankees, plus 15 with Minnesota. And here's another angle. The Yankees, for whatever reason, have really had the number of the Minnesota Twins. And this is a big sample size going back all the way to 2015. The Yankees are 34-12 since 2015 against Minnesota. That is a 74% win rate with a 20% return on investment. And this is unbelievable. I had to double check this, and it's right. Yankees at home against Minnesota since 2015, they are 21-3, 88%, 37% return on investment. So I'll go with this smart money here. I like this line move toward the Yanks. Non-division favorite here with steam and a correlative betting favorite low total system match, which the Yanks have had the number of Minnesota historically. I'll lay this minus 150 with New York. Give me the Bronx Bombers, looking at the Yankees at minus 150.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward the early game today, or one of the early games, looking at the Boston Red Sox visiting the Tampa Bay Rays. This is a 110 first pitch here. Currently, Tampa is a big minus 215 home favorite, with the Red Sox a plus 190 road dog. And the total in this game is 8. A little bit of juice to the over, 8 over, minus 115. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, thus far, the Rays have taken the first three games of this four-game set. The Rays, they just never lose. The Rays and the Bruins, I don't know what it is, what have gotten into them. But Rays are 12-0, only undefeated team here in Major League Baseball. This is a four-game set. They've won all three games so far against the Red Sox. They won the opener 1-0 as a minus 150 home favorite. They won game 2 7-2 as a minus 170 home favorite. And they won again yesterday 9-7 as a minus 135 home favorite. Today's pitching matchup, early afternoon start, Corey Kluber, veteran righty, going for the Red Sox. He's 0-2 with a 6.48 ERA. He'll be facing lefty Jeffrey Springs, 2-0. 0.00 ERA. Hasn't given up a single earned run so far this season. Now, what have we seen across the board here? Well, looks like pros are saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They're riding Tampa Bay here once again. Tampa Bay opened as low as a minus 155 home favorite. You know, some books are a little bit higher, closer to like a minus 170, minus 180 opener. But either way, regardless of the opener, all respect to money has laid this chalk with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has gotten steamed up now all the way to minus 215. So massive movement in favor of Tampa Bay in this spot. We also get Tampa Bay getting around 70% of bets in dollars. So a combination of both, public and sharp support here in favor of Tampa with that big steam in their favor. But again, you know, when you talk to any bookmaker, they'll tell you it's the public. They don't really move numbers. It's respected bettors getting down that move numbers. So based on that huge move, tells us the Rays here are taking a lot of money to complete the sweep here. They would also have value of the Rays as a favorite in a low total game. Total in this one is 8, although it is juiced up. 8 over, minus 115. You have seen with a possible rise to 8.5, both these teams are over teams. The Red Sox are 8-4 to the over. Tampa is 8-3-1 to the over. But also Tampa Bay, 12-0 is a favorite. They're 9-0 at home. The Rays have the better offense, 286 versus 244. And then also the better pitching, 2.17 ERA versus 5.06. Believe it or not, I know this because I'm a Red Sox fan, but I've been betting against them in this spot. Boston has lost 12 straight games at Tropicana Field. They've really struggled going down there to the Rays, which I remember when I was growing up, they were the Devil Rays. When Pedro Martinez fought Gerald Williams, I think it was Gerald Williams was his name. But anyway, Red Sox really been a house of horrors going to Tampa. And in particular, Jeffrey Springs, who to make matters worse, actually was a pitcher for the Red Sox at one point. But with the Rays, Jeffrey Springs, in games that Springs has started, the Rays are 19-9, 68% with a 15% ROI. And with the Rays, Jeffrey Springs at home, 11-2, 85% win rate there with a huge return on investment. So it's a big number, but it's a bet trist, not bet to win play like every play is for me. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going Tampa Bay Rays. Again, I'm a Sox fan, but this Red Sox team, if you look at the lineup and who they're putting out, when they lost Adam Duvall to injury, that was a huge hit to them. Also, Yoshida is a little bit banged up here. Kluber has not looked good to start the season. I'm going Tampa Bay here. Bet Tris versus Bet to Win, minus 215. I'll lay it with the Rays, 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time, Boston and Tampa at Tropicana Field. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them, but I do have one more. I am officially on the New York Yankees at minus 150. I like this line move toward the Yankees. I think it's kind of a decent number, even though it's moved a little bit, still to get the Yankees, you know, minus 150 or less at home. In a spot where they have absolutely owned their opponent, the Minnesota Twins. Again, I'll give you that stat. But since 2015, Yankees are 21-3, 88% at home against Minnesota. With that good steam move in their favor, tells me respect the money going with the Yankees. So I'm on the Yankees at minus 150. I'm also on Tampa. It's a big number here, but I'll lay the minus 215. Bet Tris versus Bet to Win. It's critical, guys. That means that if you're betting Tampa with me today, you're not risking 2.15 units to win one unit on Tampa. You're just risking your one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. Whole point, the importance there is that, you know, if Tampa were to lose, you're only going to lose one unit, like you lose one unit on any other bet. You don't want to get into the habit of betting to win on big favorites, because if they lose, you're going to get cleaned out here by having to risk more. So that's a play for me on Tampa. And again, Jeffrey Springs has been great, 11-2 at home, 19-9, 68% overall. But a big steam move there toward Tampa Bay. I want to get behind Tampa Bay and bet against my Red Sox, who are struggling and may have a long year here, even though I am holding the over 78.5 win total with Boston. But I do have one more play for you. It is a 7:07 p.m. Eastern time game in the American League as well. Detroit, Toronto. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm laying it with the Blue Jays here again. It's another bet trist versus bet to win play, but give me Toronto. Got them at minus 225. A couple things to like about this spot. So number one, Toronto 2-0 the series. They are going for the sweep against the Tigers here today. They won the opener 9-3, minus 280 favorite they cashed. They won yesterday 4-3, minus 300 favorite they cashed. Today's pitching matchup, Spencer Turnbull is on the bump for Detroit. He's 0-2 with a 13.50 ERA to start the year, so hasn't been very good. Chris Bassett, who they picked up as a free agent, for Toronto, 1-1, 10.61 ERA, so hasn't been great either. But another big steam move here toward Toronto. Toronto opened at some shops as low as a minus 200 favorite. Now we've seen Toronto get steamed up all the way to minus 225. So another big line move here in favor of Toronto. They would match non-division favorite with a steam move in their direction. Same one as the Yankees, that lack of familiarity benefiting, quote-unquote, the better team. So Non-division favorite with steam 10 cents or more, 33-19, 63% this year. Also, if you dig a little bit deeper into these non-division favorites, if you're a non-division favorite of minus 200 or more, you're 16-5 this year, 76%, 5% ROI. So obviously when you're laying these bigger numbers, you have to win at a higher rate in order to overcome the juice. So it's notable to me that, you know, even though you're laying over minus 200, you're actually returning a positive ROI here. You're making money on these minus 200 favorites or more, in non-division. Also, if you're minus 200 or more and you made the postseason last year, so good team, you know, with that kind of pedigree, you're 20-7 so far this year, 74% with a 3% ROI. So 3% ROI, you may not think that's very impressive, but the fact you're laying big numbers and you're still turning a profit tells you that despite these big numbers, they could still be worthwhile. A big advantage here is at the plate. Toronto is hitting .289. You look at the Detroit Tigers, they're only hitting .198. So Toronto is almost hitting 100 points better than Detroit. So we're going to lean on the offense of the Jays. They've scored 67 runs this year versus just 33 for Detroit. Better team ERA, 4.84 versus 6.73. Detroit is just 2-9 on the road. They are minus 42 in run differential. That's the second worst in baseball, trailing only the Oakland A's. And then also, you look at Detroit, only 1-6 versus righties. Meanwhile, Toronto, they're 2-0 at home. They're 5-2 as a favorite, and they're 4-2 against right-handed pitchers. So, again, another big number here. But the fact that this line continues to steam toward Toronto tells me, despite this line moving, still getting some respective money here going with the Jays. So I want to be with this big steam move. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays, minus 225, Tampa Bay minus 215, and the Yankees at minus 150. As always, bet Trisk. First bet to win for every single play. Flat betting, risking one unit. That is obviously different for every bettor here, but that means that if you are starting with $100, your bankroll, which is your disposable income, the money you've set aside only for betting, if you have $100 to start, then that means you're risking $3 a game, 3% per play. So Yankees, Tampa, and Toronto, that's what I'll be sweating today in Major League Baseball. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, April 13th. But a reminder, we have so much going on right now in the world of sports betting. We have NBA playoffs already with the play-in games. We have NHL winding down. There's actually a huge NHL slate today with 15 games across the board as we wind down the regular season and get ready for the postseason. Baseball's in full swing. Also, we have the NFL draft only 2 weeks away now at this point, actually 2 weeks from today. Bryce Young continues to be a huge steam move here. I think he's up to minus 300, above minus 300. So with all that being said, let VSiN help you make some smart bets, make your life a little bit easier. We'll give you all the stats, information, insights, advice, data you need to help you make the smartest bet possible. Easiest thing you can do if you want more VSiN in your life, or if you're new to VSiN, sign up for the free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email, hit submit. Then every morning you'll wake up to fantastic sports betting coverage and content geared toward that day in the arena, as well as everything that's going on in or at VSiN in particular. We'd love for you to become a member. Sign up, only $9.99. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe, become a pro member, and you'll get everything we offer, including all best bets sent to your email from all the guests and hosts at VSiN multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, and all those great DraftKings percentages, looking at bets and dollars where the public is and where the sharps are at for every single game. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. And of course, check out the Market Insights pod. This is your appetizer. The main course that I do is the bigger pod later in the day. Updated numbers, add some more best bets. That is later in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, the Market Insights podcast. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. I'll also be on Chart Money with my buddy Patrick Maher later today at 4 o'clock, so I'm excited for that. But enjoy the sweats. And of course, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.